Very familiar scripture. I'm going to read one verse and then I'll be talking about the whole chapter. John chapter 4, look at verse 28. John 4, 28. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for each one that's come this way. Sunday school hour this morning. Lord, Sunday school was awesome this morning. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for the choir singing, Lord, and just feeling your presence, God, and Brother Robert, and I pray, God, your hand to be upon us right now. God, you move in the service. God, help me. Get me out of the way. It ain't about me. Help us to lift up Jesus this morning. God, if we'll lift up Jesus, everything else will fall into place, God. Have your hand on it. Lord, if there's wonder today, God, and they're not where they need to be, Lord, help them to get on this altar before it's too late, God. They can make heaven their home. If there's a Christian, God, struggle. God, help them. Lord, you speak to each and every individual in this message, and we'll make sure you get all the praise, you get all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Very familiar scripture. The Bible tells us that Jesus had been preaching, and Jesus, the Bible says he must needs go through Samaria. In other words, Jesus had a purpose on this day, and this woman was the purpose.
Amen.
Amen. He went that, Jesus went that out of his way just for this one woman. If you're here this morning, this is your day. You're not here by accident. Jesus is here this morning with reason and with purpose. And you're here this morning with reason and with purpose. And the Lord wants to do something for you. I want to preach a little while on this thought that she left her water pot. The Bible says that the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men. In other words, she goes into the city. She is testifying about Jesus. And you got to understand something. This water pot is more than just a bucket. It's her old life. It's her old habits. It's her old burdens. It's her old priorities. It's her old life. How many remember when you found your way to the well, amen? And Jesus touched you and you left your water pot at the well, amen?
Hallelujah.
Now, just a little while, I'm going to preach this. Not going to be very long this morning. Why don't you just think about something? She left her old purpose. The Bible tells us she came for water. She was focused on a physical need. Jesus knew what her need was, and Jesus knows what your need is. Why did you come this morning? Why did you come this morning? I told you my story about when I got saved. I was just going to church to be with my wife. We were dating at the time. I didn't go to listen to the, I didn't care who was preaching. I didn't care who was singing. Nothing of that bothered me. I went to be with her. And you got to understand that. But Jesus knew why I was going. But Jesus had a different purpose when I got there. Amen.
Amen.
Why'd you come this morning? Well, I come just to be with so-and-so. Well, guess what? You're encountering Jesus today.
Amen.
I come just so I can get somebody off my back. Well, guess what? You're encountering Jesus today.
Amen.
You've already encountered him. If you ain't failed him this morning, I'd run to this altar already, and I'd fall on this altar and ask God to forgive me because there's something going on in your life if you haven't failed him this morning, amen. But she came for the water. But guess what? She found living water. The Bible says in verse 13 and 14, Jesus answered and saith unto her, whosoever shall drink of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up to everlasting life. Ain't it amazing how you always get more with Jesus than what you wanted? I just didn't want to go to hell. I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. I knew I was going to go to hell. I knew I was going to bust hell wide open. And I got saved just because I didn't want to go to hell. But after I got saved, glory to God, I got a father. I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I got church family. I got prayers answered. Hey, she just came for the water. Jesus said, but if you'll take what I'm going to give you, you'll never thirst again.
Amen.
Why'd you come this morning? Why'd you come this morning? See, her mission changed when she came to the well. The Bible tells us that she came to draw water, and she left to draw men to Jesus. She left her water pot. When you got saved, your purpose is going to change, amen. When you got saved, your walk's going to change. When you got saved, your mind's going to change. When you get saved, your talk's going to change, amen. Your friends are going to change when you get saved. She left her water pot. because she knew that's not what she needed. She left her shame. Now listen. She left her shame. The Bible tells us that she came at noontime, the hottest part of the day. Most people did not come to draw water in the hottest part of the day. They would come early in the morning, or they would come late in the afternoon when the sun went down. But she came through the hottest part of the day because she was ashamed of her sin. Everybody knew her. She came to avoid people. She was ashamed of her life. She was ashamed of her sin. She was ashamed of her status in the community. I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. Everybody that gets saved ain't always been in church, Brother Skip. Everybody that gets saved ain't like me and you. Wasn't raised in a good godly home. Wasn't raised by godly parents. Everybody that gets saved didn't always sit on a church house. Some people that get saved was down there at the bar rooms all their life. Some people to get saved was down there in the hell holes all their life, and they didn't want to come to church. I've had people tell me, if I come to church, the preacher will probably die. If I come to church, they'll probably have to close the doors. You just don't know how bad I've been. Let me go ahead and tell you something. Jesus already knows how bad you've been. Jesus already knows everything about you. He knows where you've been. He knows how long you stayed there, and he knows how long it's going to take for you to get you out. Understand this. She came at noon because she was ashamed of what she was. See, she was carrying a broken past. Jesus said, if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. She said, give me the water. Then Jesus hit her. Go get your husband and come again. And this is what she said, Lord, I have no husband. Jesus said, you said that right. You have no husband because you've had five. And the one you with now ain't your husband. You see, before you get on your high horse, ain't none of us, didn't none of us show up perfect. Everybody in this building, if you're here today and you got stuff going on, everybody that was in this choir at one point or still is broken. The Bible tells in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I love this passage of scripture. Listen what it says, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That word effeminate there is talking about the homosexual type crowd. Nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. This next verse hits you right between the eyes. Listen to what it says. And such were some of you. Amen. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. Everybody, every one of us came to Jesus broken. I might not have been as broken as Larry. Larry might not have been as broken as Melvin. Melvin might not have been as broken as Tony. But every one of us were broken. And glory to God, we were ashamed of our past. You got to understand something. I've not told you my whole testimony. I'll never tell you my whole testimony because I'm ashamed to tell you my whole testimony. But glory to God, Jesus already knew about that. And he's the one that called me to preach. He's the one that saved my soul. He's the one that wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. So don't you worry about my past. Just worry about yours, because Jesus already knows. But she got forgiveness, and she wasn't ashamed no more. The Bible says that, I read to you, the Bible says, Brother Tommy, that Jesus forgave her, and at noontime she ran into the city. She wasn't worried about who saw her then. Let me tell you, a man that told me everything I ever did. She wasn't worried about that. Ain't it amazing how that when you come down to an altar, how many of y'all remember when you got saved? See, you ain't always been saved. Some of y'all forgot how you was. When you come down to an altar, you were crying. You were broken. You were in sin. And Jesus come down and Jesus saved you. Wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you got up off your knees, everything changed. The sun shined a little brighter. The birds chirped a little better. And everything was a whole lot better when you got to Jesus. She got forgiveness, and then she didn't worry about it. So let me tell you something. I'm not worried about my past. I got one. But I never think about it no more. Why? Because I've been forgiven. I've been redeemed. Amen? Just had a funny thought. About like on the movie Old Brother, Where Art Thou, when they was getting baptized, and that little fellow come out, he said, I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. He said, I've been forgiven about that bank job I did. He said, I thought you didn't say you didn't do that. Well, I lied, but I've been forgiven of that too. Amen. Amen. I've been forgiven. The slate is wiped clean. That's what Jesus would do for you. Amen. Now listen, she left her water pot. See, it was heavy. That was a daily thing that she had to do. She'd come to that well and she'd fill that water pot up. See, most people don't realize sin will destroy you. Sin will destroy you. You come into church, you trying to do right, you trying to do good, you trying to turn over, you've turned over so many leaves, you done cut the tree down. You doing everything in your power. And nothing works. I thought about it as I was studying this, Brother Robert. Her soul carried a whole lot more than her shoulders could. Amen. See, that water pot is just symbolic, Brother Tommy, of what she was carrying. Amen. You got to understand something. Jesus is a whole lot stronger than you are. Amen. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. See, one day the problem is it's going to get so heavy. And listen to me real good. One day the problem is your sin's going to get so heavy that your knees buckle. And then you can get help. Whereas if you'll come on down today and you'll get saved today, you come on down today and you pour it at his feet, amen, you won't have to worry about it getting so heavy that it breaks you down. You won't have to worry about it that it gets so heavy that it tears you apart. You won't have to worry about it that it gets so heavy that it destroys your family. It destroys your health. It destroys everything. You don't have to worry about it. Hey, he can wipe the slate clean today, and all that will never have to happen. Amen. She left her water pot. See, she left temporary satisfaction. Because that's all sin is. That's all sin is. Verse 13 said, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. See, regular water only satisfies briefly. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25, that there's pleasure in sin for a season. Amen. See, the problem with sin, we're always chasing that high. We're always chasing that feeling. I mean, you know, you run out. Why? That's because, see, after a while, one beer won't work, then you got to have two. Right. After a while, two beers don't work, then you got to have three. See, that's how sin is. One affair ain't going to do it. You got to have two. One joint ain't going to do it. You got to have multiple. See, that's what sin does. Jesus said, if you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. He said, but if you drink of a water that I'm going to give you, you'll never thirst again. Jesus satisfies forever. I can't tell you how many times over the years I've talked to people. I let me tell you something, folks. I've known drug addicts that got saved. And never went back to the drug, Jackie. I've known alcoholics. I know that they weren't alcoholics. They was drunks. Amen. I don't know very many alcoholics. I've known a bunch of drunks. Come on. I talked to one guy, Brother Melvin. He said, I was drinking and I was intoxicated the night I got saved. He said, I asked God to save me. He said, and immediately I sobered up. He said, and I never went back. See, if you drink of the water Jesus is going to give you, he can satisfy like nothing else can satisfy. She left her old identity. See, up to this point, she was labeled by her failures. Up to this point, she was labeled by divorced. She was labeled by immorality, adultery. She was labeled as an outcast. And she left all that when she got to Jesus. Let me tell you something, folks. We ain't got time. But we got folks sitting in this building right now. Their own mamas didn't think they'd get saved. We got folks sitting in this building right now. If you knew everything they had done, you'd be ashamed to be sitting in the same building with them. When God got a hold of me, Brother Tommy, Billy, when God got a hold of me, I was headed down a path of destruction. I was raised in church. I'm telling you, I was raised in church. I knew right from wrong, but I had already started dabbling in drinking. I had already started dabbling in things I had no business dabbling in. And I know my family. My daddy never was a drinker. I had two uncles that were alcoholics or drunks. Just being honest. Amen. One of them got saved, but I'm just telling you, one of them got saved, and God gloriously saved him. He was a great godly man for probably the last 25, 30 years of his life. Both of his children died, drug addicts and drunks. Up to that point, he was labeled as Grant the drunk. But after that point, nobody never called him that again. When he passed away, he was labeled as the one that had cancer, and he would go around and talk to all these people that had cancer. She was labeled by her past. She was labeled by her failures. But glory to God, after this, she was labeled by Jesus. Amen. What do you need this morning? What are you going through this morning? She became a witness for the Lord. Come see a man. She left because she found something better. That well was ordinary. That well was just an ordinary well. Yes, it was dug by Jacob. Yes, it had been there for many years, but it just had regular water. And I'm just going to tell you, you can come to a regular church. You can go through a regular church service. You can listen to the regular preacher. And I'm just telling you, I'm just a regular preacher. I ain't nothing. And this is just a regular church. It's a good church, but it's just a regular church. But I'm telling you right now, if you'll ever get a hold to an extraordinary Jesus, your life can change. It wasn't Liberty Free Will Baptist Church that changed me. It was Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you'll drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. He's God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's him. It's all about him. Amen? She left her water pot because she found something better. What do you need this morning? What do you need this morning? The water pot's still speaking. I can get Jackie right now. And Jackie can tell you the place where he left his water pot. I can talk to Robert right now. Robert can tell you the place where he left his water pot. I can talk to Wes, and Wes can tell you the place where he left his water pot. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember where you left your water pot? Do you remember when Jesus saved you? If you can't take me back to that well where you got living water and left that old water pot, chances are you're not saved. See, what do you need this morning? What's your water pot this morning? Is it old habits? Old friends? Old shame? Old priorities that you used to have? What do you need to leave on this altar this morning to become the Christian you need to be? You can't carry living water in old water pots because a water pot can't hold it, Melvin. Amen. It's all in here. Can you come back and sing that last song? I want you to bow your heads with me.